so lonely. I can't bother to pretend. Don't wait for me. Too cloudy to attend. I'm shaking. Can't shake it. Losing myself.
You just heard Does It Make Me Wrong by Kid Bloom. Hello, welcome to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm coming to you live today from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. My name is Sarah, and you're listening to Feeling Sounds, and this is a radio show where I talk about indie music and the way that it makes me feel. So today we're going to be having an interview with the singer of the Montreal-based indie band Foreign Diplomats, so watch out for that later on. So up next, I have the song called Vowels, and in parentheses, And the Importance of Being Me by Honey. And this is a really great song. It's very energetic, but I also kind of get like old emo vibes, but that's mostly because of the singer's voice. But listening to this, I can imagine myself just like going really hard at Warped Tour. So maybe you guys will feel that way. This is Vowels by Honey.
Say you love. begging for things I've asked you a million times.
Lost in a daydream, you were holding a sign. I was meant to be a loner, you were meant to stay a while. Now the day has come, it's all on fire.
You just heard Daydream Lover by Creef, and before that you heard Moonchild by the F-116s. So, right now I have a special guest with me on the phone. His name is Eli, and he's the singer and guitarist of the band Foreign Diplomats. Hi Eli, how's it going?
Hey, fine, and you?
I'm good. Thank you for being on the show today.
Yeah, sure.
All right, so the first question I have for you today is, what would you say is the biggest factor that motivates the band?
The biggest factor, I'd say we just do this to have fun. I mean, in our live shows, it's we really just try to have the best time and make people have the best time. I don't think we have like a big important message or anything.
That's cool. So you just like to get everyone together to have fun.
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, what I think is that one of our main roles as musicians is to make people forget about their problems, or just like when for one night or for the length of an album, just to, or a song, just to, you know, feel okay.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So what would you say that, what role would you say in your life does music play? Like, do you say that music also makes you feel better, or is it more of like you like to be the person that facilitates that for other people?
No, I listen to a lot of music, actually. No, it makes me kind of the same reason why I listen to music and why I play it for me. And I like listening to, you know, as much as I like great pop and great, you know, well-made pop songs, I like to listen to weird stuff, or, you know, artsy, experimental stuff. So, yeah, it's kind of central, and I'm always searching for new stuff.
That's really cool. Would you say that the music you listen to is similar to the music that you write, or would you say that it's different, or how would you say that it's related to each other?
It's not. It used to be similar, but I think my taste in music that I listened to changed a couple of years ago. So it's not really similar anymore.
Okay, cool. All right, well, the first song we're going to be showcasing by the Foreign Diplomats is called Queen and King. Do you want to say something about that to introduce it?
Yeah, Queen King is it's an old song for us that we still play live. Like, we invite friends, and we sometimes invite, like, we just say, come on the stage when we play this song, and then we end up having our pedals and our instruments broken or just have some stuff break on stage, but it's still really fun to play live. But it's an old song that I wrote in my mom's basement, and that just kind of people really like, and it's still live. It's one of the best song and the most fun we have on stage, to just make everyone sing and sing it with a lot of people.
So this is a song that is from like the beginning of the band's career, and it's something that you guys like to bring back.
Yeah. It was my first EP, and then we didn't record it actually for the, when we did our album, our first album, Princess Splash, we were going to record it, you know, once more, another time, but we just thought that the EP version was really good, so we just ended up putting the EP version on the album. So yeah, it's actually a pretty old song.
Cool, awesome. So this is Queen and King by Foreign Diplomats.
Yeah.
Chills, the blood on these hands.
That was Queen and King by the Foreign Diplomats. And right now I have the singer Eli from the Foreign Diplomats with me. How's it going, Eli?
Fine. I was just thinking that it's really funny with Queen King. You can hear our really small and young voices. I was like 17 when we recorded this, and Tama that's still in the band was, I think, 14. So you can hear like those little kid voices.
You guys are really young.
Yeah, when we recorded,
Can you tell the story of how the band got together? It seems like you guys have been together a really long time.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a story of people just coming in and leaving and trying stuff. Because at the start, we were three guys who just wanted to... Well, we did a show for our school, and then we started playing together. And my dream at the time was just to have kind of an orchestra or something, you know, Arcade Fire-y, Broken Social Scene thing. So we found, like, a friend of the guitarist was a trumpet player, and he had friends like Tama, who's still in the band, that played trombone. And then we met a saxophone player. So at one time we were, like, nine in the band, which is way too much.
Yeah, it's and, like a whole orchestra right there.
Yeah, especially at that age, it was, you know, hard to get it all together and, you know, the schedule of everything and being in high school and not driving. So we would have our parents drive us everywhere and playing in my father's basement really loud. And and then through time, I guess some people just left because it was becoming too big for them, and it's fine. I understand it now, and like on our new record, we still have like Ariel, the saxophone player, is still playing with us, and you know it's fine now, I think. But yeah, there was a lot of people just leaving, and maybe not. It wasn't working anymore. But then we just got to where we are now, which is just the five of us wanting the same thing, you know.
Yeah.
We all want but we all have the same goal.
And what is that goal?
Well, just making a living with it. Just maybe, well, we last year, and we're still gonna do it pretty soon, we started traveling with our music, and that was kind of the main dream, just traveling and discovering new places with the music. And that was just awesome. It's so great to just go to Germany and play in front of a full house, and just, it's, you know, you don't expect it. Five kids from Montreal just get to Berlin and play in front of people that really like the music. It's a dream come true for that. So now the dream is just to maybe be able to live from it.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. So how would you say the music has evolved over time?
I think that the music we did maybe earlier was really festive and really, like, it sounded like Nine Kids. But then with the first album, it got really dark, because it's kind of a breakup album for me, and I wrote it. Like, it's really, when I listen to it now, I think it's too deep. I like it. I still like that album, but it's something that I didn't want to do that for the second one. So I think it just evolved into something more, well, closer to our live show. And maybe we just started trying, because I study music more and more when we were still, you know, trying to find our sound. So maybe the way that I learned music in school got into the song. So this kind of made it evolve into something else too.
Cool. That sounds like a nice little journey over there. All right. So The next song that we're going to be playing by the Foreign Diplomats is called Lily's Nice Shoes. Can you introduce that one?
Yeah. It's from our first album, Princess Flash, and it's I think it's our favorite one off that record. It's really a nice little groove, And I remember we recorded it in Ontario, and then we came back and finished the record. And when the record was done, we showed it to our label. And the label was kind of, they thought it was a bit weird or maybe too dark, so they made us go back into the studio. So I remember that song. There are a lot of parts that I just went back to sing, and like the main hook from that song was made after the record was done, just to maybe make it more accessible. But it's about driving from Montreal to where I was living at the time, which in the Laurentians, like an hour north of Montreal.
Okay.
And it's about driving.
Cool. All right.
But it's also about, you know, it's a breakup song in that album. They're all really sad, heartbreak song.
Aw. All right.
Yeah.
Well, this is Lily's Nice Shoes by the Foreign Diplomats. You just heard Lily's Nice Shoes by the Foreign Diplomats. So, Eli, you said that that song was one of your earlier songs, right?
Lily's Nice Shoes?
Yeah.
It's not as early, it's not as old as Queen King.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's one of the early ones of that record, because I actually wrote Lies, the first song off that record. It was written like a week before we went into the studio, but this one was maybe a year before, something like that.
Okay. Well, you guys have a new album coming out soon. Do you want to talk about that a little bit? It's very exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I'm really proud of how it came out. We just last Friday finished mixing it, and it sounds really nice. I'm really proud of it. Yeah, it's not as dark as the first one, and it's more, you know, there's a lot of people on it, and we had fun making it, and it was really nice. We were just in Montreal, really, really relaxed, and was like we were home, so it was a different thing. Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah, that sounds great. So when you guys write music, how does that process usually go?
I write the songs, so there's a couple of ways that the writing will work. There's one way that I'll just come in and have, I don't know, piano and vocals, so the chord progression and the vocal, and then we'll write something together. But most of the time, it's just I'll do the whole demo. Like, I'll do all the arrangements and then show it to the boys. And they'll either just like, okay, this is great, let's just do this, or have suggestions for it, and just we'll try to make it better with what their ideas. So it's never quite the same. But I write most of the songs.
Cool. And would you say that your writing is more lyrically driven, or like, what do you like to focus on when you approach writing a new song?
I usually write the lyrics first, because I have a hard time writing music when I don't have lyrics to work with. But lately I tried to, you know, try to get out of that, you know, that way of writing, just to try things differently. And there's actually one song, the last song off the record, that's called Fearful Flower, was written just like, I tried not writing anything and just tried playing something and try to have the first words that would come in my head and just sing those. That was something different, and it kind of gave something cool. It's actually the first song that has French in it.
Oh, cool.
That was the first time I tried this. But yeah, it's usually the lyrics that come first, so it's more lyrical, I guess.
Okay, that's really cool. So have you been writing music your whole life?
No. I guess I was like 12 when I started writing on my own. I used to take my dad's lyrics and write music to it. But now that I listen to those songs, I think the lyrics are not really suited for a 12-year-old. It's really funny, but I guess I then started writing on my own, and I always wrote in English because I'm French Canadian. My first language is French, and I never tried writing in French because it was too close to me. I always wrote in English.
Yeah, that makes sense. So your dad, you said that your dad wrote lyrics. Is your family very musical? Like, would you say that that influenced you to take the career path that you decided to take?
Yeah, for sure. My dad was, still plays a lot of guitar, and I kind of started on my own, and then he started helping me after it. But yeah, especially my dad. And my mom doesn't play any music, but I mean, she likes it. It's not like there was a lot of music growing up.
That's cool. Awesome. Yeah. All right. So the last song we have by the Foreign Diplomats today is called Charger. Can you introduce that one?
Yeah, it's a song about snow. And it's also about about falling in love really deeply. And it's also about my poodle. it's really a different song than like Lily's Nice Shoes in the first. It's like the good example of how the second album is way, lighter than the first one. it's a cool song. It's really fun to play live, and it's like one of the main songs of the album.
Yeah. Cool. All right, so we're going to play Charger, but that's the end of the interview with Eli today. So thank you so much for being on my show.
Yeah, thanks to you.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. And make sure you guys keep your eye out for the new album coming out in a couple months. So this is Charger by the Foreign Diplomat. Was Charger by the Foreign Diplomats. Make sure you guys check out the link in the description of today's episode so you can know when the Foreign Diplomats' next album is coming out. Eli was a lovely guest to have on the show. So, and also their music is so fun, and it was really interesting how he explained how they like evolved over time from kind of the darker music, and then that song just now, Charger, that was so happy and cheerful. So I think that's really interesting.
Hey, did you know?
More than 4,500 Canadians are waiting for an organ transplant right now.
Right now. 4,500.
People are dying.
And you could save a life.
90% of Canadians say they're willing to donate their organs.
But only a few are registered.
So what are you waiting for?
Get registered.
It's easy and it's free.
Leave a legacy.
Be a hero.
Save a life.
Find out how to register today. Go to kidney.ca.
So I'm going to play you guys a song called Gold Home by Milk. And I actually got to see this band live. They sound kind of like SpongeBob. It's like, I don't know, like Hawaiian sounding influence, but it's not actually Hawaiian. They're from Canada. But yeah, I got to see them live at the CITR Fun Drive finale party, and they were so happy and energetic, and it was just lovely. So this is Gold Home by Milk. You just heard Gold Home by Milk, And I have one more song for you guys today, and it's called Old Bone by Wet. And I'm playing this song because Wet is having a concert this Saturday, the 23rd, at the Vancouver Imperial. I think that's what it's called. I'm going to be there. I'll put the link in the description of this episode. But yeah, Wet is a really nice indie pop artist. She has very lovely music. So go check her out. And thank you so much for listening to Feeling Sounds today. I'm Sarah, and have a wonderful rest of your week. This is Old Bone by Wet.
The friends are greedy, they all want something from me. These trees are dirty, want me to have a baby. Her kids are lonely, they all want something from me. Their eyes are beady, their stares they pierce right through me. But a dumb hat you.